This is Gene Montrestelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And our lives and our success does not exist in a vacuum. That the choices we make impact the people around us. And sometimes we're very motivated by this fact. You know, we have the opportunity to share our successes. But there are times in our life where our loved ones encourage us to do something, not because it is best for us, but because they actually get something out of it by us achieving it. And this can create two problems. One is, it can create expectations for us that we feel like we need to fulfill because they want them. Or we can resist the expectation because we don't want to be doing it because someone else wants it. And it's possible that we really want it for ourselves, and we resist doing it because others have a desire for it, and we don't want to do it because they want it. So today, we're going to tap for the times that we have struggled articulating our goals in terms of or in relation to what others desire for us because what they get. So tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath, and just move from tapping point to tapping point. Repeat after me. I do not live alone. I do not live in isolation. Every choice that I make creates ripples out into the world. My choices impact others. And many times I make choices because I know they impact others. And because my choices impact others, the people in my life have expectations of me. Because they want my choices to impact them in a positive way. And when this happens, expectations can be created that have nothing to do with what I want, that have nothing to do with what I need. But my loved ones create goals and expectations for me because it benefits them. And there are times when expectations are created for me that actually line up with the expectations I have. And this can create resistance. Because I don't want to do it because someone else said I should. And so it creates a double bind. We might get expectations that are unuseful and unrealistic. Or we might get expectations that match ours, and we feel like we're satisfying someone else. In the end, it does not matter what other people expect. In the end, it does not matter what other people want. The choices I make are about me. The choices I make are about me moving forward. The choices I make are about crafting the life I want. And I know my choices impact others. And I know I need to be aware of that fact. But I can't make choices based on others' expectations or my relationship to other expectations. At the end of the day, what matters is what I want for me how that will change my life, and what I'm willing to do to achieve it. I give myself permission to choose what I want for me, because I'm the one that has to live with my choices.